Uncertainty remains over the scheduled direct talks between Ukraine and Russia in the Turkish city of Istanbul this morning. Russian media said the talks were due to start shortly. Ukraine said no time had been set for the talks to begin. A Ukrainian official said President Volodymyr Zelensky, who's in the Turkish capital Ankara, would meet the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and would then decide his next steps. The Russian delegation has arrived in Istanbul, but without the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Earlier this week, Mr. Zelensky said that if Mr. Putin did not attend the talks, which he himself initiated, it would signal that the Russian leader was not genuinely interested in peace. At least 34 Palestinians are reported to have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in and around Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. Last night, Israel's military ordered people to leave a crowded area of Gaza City, warning that its forces would soon attack with intense force. Israel has not commented on the report. Yesterday, the Hamas-run health authority in Gaza said that up to 80 people were killed, many of them women and children, in an Israeli bombardment yesterday. Issues arising from the imposition of heavy tariffs by the United States and Ireland and the rest of the EU are being discussed at a top-level meeting in Brussels today. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, is meeting the European Trade Commissioner, Maros Šefčovič, on the margins of an EU Foreign Affairs Council on Trade in the Belgian capital. Ministers will discuss issues relating to trade and the European Union's list of possible countermeasures if an agreement on tariffs cannot be reached with the United States. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehán.
There will be detailed discussions today on the recently published EU list of possible countermeasures in case negotiations with the US fail. The Taoiseach will set out Ireland's position as it seeks to avoid any unintended consequences for this economy. Simon Harris will highlight this country's sensitivities around those possible countermeasures, particularly in the aviation, medtech and agri-food sectors. Speaking ahead of the meeting, Mr. Harris said Ireland's position is that there needs to be substantive, measured and comprehensive dialogue with the United States.
Ireland will compete tonight in the second semi-final of Eurovision 2025 in the Swiss city of Basel. Ireland's entry, Like a Party, will be performed by the Norwegian singer Emmy. 10 acts will be chosen to go through to the grand final on Saturday. The semi-final will be broadcast live on RT2 television from 8 o'clock this evening and on the RT player. From Basel, our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke.
There are 26 coveted spots in the grand final this Saturday night for the 69th Eurovision Song Contest final. Six places go to the so-called Big Five, who automatically qualify every year along with the host country. On Tuesday night at the first semi-final, the first 10 qualifiers claimed their spots. So that means there are just 10 spaces left for tonight's 16 competitors. The pressure is on for Ireland's entry Emmy to make it through. Against a backdrop of controversy over Israel's ongoing participation in the contest, security is tight around the arena in Basel, as the Israeli entry, a song called New Day Will Rise, performed by 24-year-old Yuval Raphael, also takes to the stage tonight. The show will be broadcast live on RT2 on television this evening.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dry, warm and sunny day. Highest temperatures will range from 19 to 25 degrees.